Morena, I am here with Matt Ducey, Nationals Minister for Mental Health, and today we will be discussing the Top Up campaign, which has just been launched.
Well, for me, mental health is not only the elimination of mental distress, but it's also about the promotion of mental well-being. And I was always really impressed, being a Cantabrian, with the It's All Right campaign after the Christchurch earthquakes as a mental health promotion campaign that supported people to equip themselves with the tools to improve their well-being. And I thought to myself back then, why do we wait for a disaster to have these campaigns? And how good would it be to have a national campaign that was ongoing, that supported Kiwis to pick up skills that promotes their well-being in everyday life?
The Top Up campaign, it highlights five ways that people can essentially boost their well-being overall, including their mental health. One question I have for you was, have you had feedback that campaigns like this actually work?
Yeah, I was up at Field Days recently and I was listening to a farmer who was very open and candid, talking about the mental health challenges that he had faced. And he talked about implementing the five ways of well-being on the farm every day, and he was quite candid that he didn't think he would be here today telling his story if it wasn't for the five ways of well-being. So we do know it's evidence-based, and we do know if people implement it into their daily activities, it does improve their well-being. So we're out there telling people about the five ways of well-being and supporting them to implement it in their daily life.
Overall, how much did it cost to launch a campaign like this?
The campaign is funded at around $1.5 million a year. It's going to be a multimodal campaign across a lot of platforms, whether that be TV, radio, social media as well. But we've also provided some funding within that envelope for community activities, and that will be a grant-based process through the Mental Health Foundation. And I just want to acknowledge the Mental Health Foundation. They do amazing work promoting well-being and being real mental health advocates for the country. And it's great that they're part of this campaign.
As the Mental Health Minister, do you think that there was enough funding in this year's budget for mental health to support everyone?
Yeah, so this year in the mental health and wellbeing ring fence funding, we'll spend $2.8 billion. It went up $200 million in the last budget, and also $200 million in the government's first budget in 2024. So we've seen a significant uplift. I mean, that is not a maximum, that's a minimum. This year, the health system will spend around $28 billion. So it's important that we do have money that is ring-fenced solely for mental health and addiction funding. And on top of that, offset a target to ensure that 25% of that $2.8 billion goes into prevention and early intervention, because we can't just be waiting for people to get in crisis. We need to do a lot more in the prevention end to support people not getting to that point. And that's what the Top Up campaign is a big part of, ensuring that we have a national prevention campaign where people can learn the evidence-based skills to keep them well.
Alongside campaigns like this, we also need operational organisations that can support people. So what is National going to do to make sure that these organisations are well-funded and operational for those that need extra mental health support?
Yeah, so what we do have is a mental health an addiction continuum where our services are all connected on. And quite often people tell us that in their time of need they found a system that was quite fragmented. So it's important that we fund the prevention end, but also for those who want to potentially see someone in person to talk through some mild to moderate mental health and wellbeing issues, it's important that we have a range of services. So we have a number of Health New Zealand delivered services in mental health and addiction across the country, but also we commission around $800 million worth of community and NGO services across the country as well. And that's important because what we want is people to have timely access to support. And that's why we set New Zealand's first mental health targets, that people who need primary mental health and addiction support can be seen in 1 week. And people who need specialist support are seen within 3 weeks. And what we want to do is give Kiwis the confidence that in their time of need, they can reach out and find the help they need.
Are you achieving those targets? Like, as the Mental Health Minister, are you happy with the progress?
Yeah, so these are new targets. It's the first time we've had them in New Zealand. So the specific target is 80% of Kiwis to be seen within 1 week for primary mental health and addiction support, and 80% of Kiwis to be seen within 3 weeks for specialists. So we met those targets in the last data round, but I've always been clear that I'm not going to be happy with the national average. And what I mean by that is we might be sitting, I think, at around 84% for 1 week in primary and about 82% for specialists. But we've got the ability now with the report is to go into the 20 health districts. We can split out urban and rural, as well as young people, Māori and Pacifica and Asian. And what the data shows is that we might be meeting those targets nationally, but for some parts of New Zealand, there are population groups that aren't meeting those access levels, and that's what I expect the investment to flow into those areas to make sure we lift up performance across the whole of the country.
It's interesting that you admit that it's not quite there yet. There's a lot of work to be done. As you said, the funding is the minimum that you would accept. What does an ideal mental health system in New Zealand look like to National?
An ideal health system is that when people reach out in the time of need, there is the support there. I think the country's done a fantastic job breaking down the barriers of stigma and discrimination. You know, we're a country that is very open now of talking about mental health, but the challenge we have now is more people take that leap of faith and they reach out. Quite often that support's not there in a timely manner, and that's why we need to make sure that when people do reach out, they get timely support.
One last thing I was going to mention is the Mental Health and Wellbeing Commission released a report earlier this year saying that there were fewer people accessing specialist mental health care. How is National working on fixing that?
Yeah, so there's a couple of things there. One is the data is from 2022-2023, so it is around 2 years old now. It does show that there was a reduction coming forward for specialists. But on saying that, we've seen a significant rollout of primary care, mental health and addiction services that weren't there 3 or 4 years ago. So we've now got the Access and Choice program that is projected to work with 325,000 people a year. So some of that will be people being able to be seen in primary mental health and addiction care, so they won't need to go on for specialist as well. But then you do look at figures around reported unmet need where people say they wanted to be supported but they weren't. And when you look into the data around unmet need, a third of people say they didn't access the support they need because they didn't know where to go, which kind of beggars a bit belief a wee bit today with Google and other search engines. So something we're looking at, and hopefully we'll make announcement by the end of the year, is an all-of-country mental health platform that is AI-enabled, where people can use AI navigation to go into to find out what's the best service that they need, dependent on their needs, but also the ability for them to be booked in through that in the next available appointment. And I think that's a smart use of technology.
That would work provided that the organisations behind it are adequately funded.
Well, that's important because we're setting access targets for the first time in New Zealand. Holds me as New Zealand's first mental health minister to account, and also the government that will deliver on those targets. So we need to ensure that our services are resourced and they're responding to the expectation of the government.
Yes, and that was the Mental Health Minister from National, Matt Ducey, speaking to me. Yeah, thank you.